Johan asked me to bring something from the toolbox that could be useful for the purpose of research project that is now ongoing, looking at resources in the Rhône-Alpes region, which is a region around Lyon, Grenoble, and Savoie. And what was available in my toolbox was basically something related to environmental action. So the idea is that, there's been quite a lot in terms of diagnosis, monitoring, and now we must act. We know that many resources are scarce. We have to make the best of scarcity. And in order to make the best of scarcity, we have to, first of all, inform decision makers and other stakeholders, meaning that if people get information, this is something we discussed this morning in a way, they will have more voice and there might be more accountability on what has to be done. We saw this is a joint work with a colleague of mine working mostly on Mediterranean countries. The idea was that, it could be possible to identify, on the one hand, priorities, in other words, weaknesses, and in the meantime, it might be possible to identify strengths, which means that for decision makers and for other stakeholders, this could be informative, this means that they should be able to emulate best practices. If we identify strengths, we might be able to identify best practices or at least good practices. We use international comparison, but also within country information. This is just for illustration purposes. We did not devise new data, new indicators. We used what was already available. This brief outline. I will probably skip or mention very briefly the first part, where we all know about available indicators. What we know is that unless we disaggregate going on in terms of national accounting, capital accounts is tremendously important from our viewpoint. It's a bit difficult to identify good practices and weaknesses on the basis of this kind of information. We have other indicators that we listed here, and our viewpoint is that major problem is that they combine drivers, pressures, states, impact, and sometimes actions, but not very often. Most of the indicators are indicator of state, or pressure, or impact, and not much action. And our view is that we should now work quite a lot on action, on policies. we did that as part of a World Bank plus a European Investment Bank and so on a consortium. So it was a project on southern and eastern Mediterranean countries. Information is very scarce on these countries. It's very sensitive politically, and therefore we decided to use what was available. And this is the reason why we started working on this kind of indicators and this sort of approach, kind of neutral approach. And eventually we decided to include other countries in the analysis. It was obvious for me, working mostly on Asia, that it was a good idea to include also Asian countries in this analysis. We decided to use the Environmental Performance Index indicators, the different components. You are probably familiar with these indicators. It's a combination of state impact and response indicators, but it is available for most countries in the world. It's well accepted. These people are reputable, based in Yale and Columbia. And well, there is much dispute on what is actually the true figures, and most governments will disagree when they are not well ranked. But well, overall, it's quite good as a database. And basically, we decided to play a bit with that. We also took into account the fact that the OECD has been doing quite a lot of work on policies, on monitoring progress, efforts. Unfortunately, this is not available for many countries. And in fact, well, the database is still under construction in a way, even for EU countries. So this is a kind of approach we like to have, we like to suggest, either at the, when using country level or district level information, because we know that there is much regional variance. So, well, this is the different type of indicators. Well, ideally, we would like to have this sort of information. For different countries, different districts. Well, this is not available for now. The OECD will probably work with a number of Mediterranean countries and South American countries, but for time being, we don't have the information. So we go back to the EPI indicators, and well, taking into consideration the all the work done by many people, including people at the OECD, we thought that, well, wait a bit. In these EPI indicators, we have indicators of state of the environment, endowment in some cases, and we have action-related indicators. So why don't we try to disentangle these both aspects of environmental performance? So we discussed extensively with that, and eventually, well, people at the bank, at the World Bank, and also the clients, which is, means the governments or the minister, people working at the ministries of environment in these countries, were quite well convinced that it was probably a good way to well, to look at best practices. So what we did is to suggest that, well, there is a list here, and these are indicators that are mostly driven by biophysical condition, technology, per capita GDP. We are not interested in these sort of indicators, but still we'll use that. We are much more interested in these indicators that we describe as action-oriented environmental indicators. In terms of regulation and efficiency and so on and so forth. Okay, then what we did was to look at, well, what could be done in terms of ranking using something which is very standard, multi-criteria analysis. And basically, we combine with different weights, and basically, we use EPI weights. We did not try to but it's not very much sensitive to the weighting. So we use this methodology and to rank the different countries. And the overall ranking for the 25 indicators, when we have a bench of 25 indicators, well, is here. So we have the best performer, which is Sweden, and the worst performer, Kuwait. Well, this is not new. Everybody knows that, and this is basically the result you get with the EPI index. So the multi-criteria analysis here does not provide any additional information compared to what the people in Yale and Columbia did. But if you disentangle, you will get something different. So please notice that we have a number of countries with, well, fairly good performances, right? Laos, Malaysia. France is not really a Mediterranean country, but, well, it was part of our sample. And then we have, well, I would say average performers, And we have mostly Asian countries, but also a number of Mediterranean countries. And one of the best performers in this second class is Turkey. And we have also, well, surprisingly, Algeria and Syria. Okay, now let's move on. And the worst, among the worst performer, you have quite a number of Mediterranean countries and also some Asian countries. But, well, the tendency is to have a cluster of Mediterranean countries among the worst performer. But if we disentangle state and action, we get something different. So there is a kind of dispersion. And overall, you will see that Asian countries are performing quite well because they are doing well in terms of state, and but not much in terms of action. So the state of environment is much better in many Asian countries compared to Mediterranean countries, forests, area, water scarcity, obviously, and so on. Well, this is the first type of information we can get. And then we look at the different profiles. And when we look at the different profile, and this is not a multi-criteria analysis anymore, we can identify, well, countries that are performing relatively well, say Cambodia. But if we are looking for good practices in Cambodia, we have to be quite careful because not everything is good, obviously. And then, well, you can identify what the reason why Cambodia overall is performing quite well. Well, and there is not much to learn from that in terms of emulating good practices. And then, well, you look at other countries, and well, I tend to be biased toward Japanese, of course, but to have too much sympathy for them. But well, there are certainly problems, but there are probably some aspects of well, environmental policies that could be sources of inspiration for other Asian countries, but maybe more generally. So we look at Vietnam as well. So this is just for illustration purposes. You see that, well, there is quite a large dispersion in terms of performance. So which means that, well, you can look and do your shopping in terms of when you are looking for good practices. Tunisia and Turkey, okay. Then the second, well, step will be to consider what could be done using a kind of action-oriented environmental indicator at the district level, because this is basically the request. This was basically Johan's request. This is very preliminary, and we have just one illustration with a few indicators. What we realize is that there is quite a lot, especially for OECD countries. But if you are looking for developing countries, it's much more difficult to get the data set. Anyway, we took advantage of the commitment of, for the time being, of the Turkish government toward, well, implementing EU regulation in many ways to use some information that was available for Turkey. In the case of Turkey, we have, well, just 8 indicators, but it's sufficient for what we would like to do. Related to air pollution, water sanitation, and waste management. So what I would like to suggest is that, well, just doing some multi-criteria analysis, we can, I will skip that and go back. We can get a ranking of Turkish cities As you can see, we have Istanbul, Izmir, and Ankara performing very well. Other cities, well, basically in the east and north and central part of Turkey, with, well, not so impressive performances compared to the Turkish data set. So the yardstick is not the EU, the yardstick is Turkey itself. How good are these countries' cities performing in terms of providing these kind of services? Okay, and then you can get two kind of information. The first one is that it's probably good to know for people in Trabzon, in the northern part of Turkey, that, well, the environmental quality in the city is much worse than in Istanbul, Izmir, and Ankara, which means that rich people in Turkey enjoy much better quality of life from the viewpoint of waste management, water treatment, and air pollution. The second thing is that, well, if you would like to make policy recommendations, well, then you can say, okay, well, look, in Ankara, they are doing well in that and that, not in everything. So if you want to improve your performances in air pollution, well, maybe you can look at what they are doing in Ankara or in Istanbul. If you are looking for something else, maybe you should look for Izmir instead of, well, just copying everything that has been done in Ankara. So what we would like to argue is that, well, this is very simple. You don't need to produce data. You just need to collect what is already available. You don't need to be too much choosy because, well, basically, what the result you will get will be constrained by data availability. But there might be some policy implication of this very simple, straightforward exercise. Thank you.